I'm speaking with Bradley Crone, U.S. Envirofuels, correct?
Correct.
Tell me just, first of all, briefly about your company and what you guys are doing here in Florida.
Yeah, well, we've been developing a 30 million gallon a year advanced ethanol plant project, which will use sugarcane and sweet sorghum as its primary feedstocks, not linked to food use. In this case, those feedstocks are not linked to food use. We're designed. We have local growers who have invested a fair amount of capital, and we're bringing in additional investment from investors in Iowa as well as Minnesota. We have most of our major permits from the state of Florida to break ground, so we're very close to construction.
Well, we just heard testimony and saw the Florida House Regulatory Affairs Committee pass out a bill that would repeal the Florida Renewable Fuel Standard. This potential legislation, if it were to go further, what could that mean to a company like yours?
Well, I think the Regulatory Affairs Committee got it wrong today. I think that they've bought into a lot of misinformation and myths about ethanol that have been largely perpetuated by the big oil industry. And what this sends, is the message it sends, is a chilling effect to in the financial community for investing in advanced biofuel projects in the state of Florida. We're in the process of funding our project. It's a $180 million project. And if this bill should pass and become the law, it really sends extremely negative perception to the financial community that Florida does not want to do business, especially in renewable fuels, and that Florida doesn't care about economic stimulus and job creation. It makes it very difficult for us to complete raising our capital for our project.
Well, I know we've got a similar bill over on the Senate side, which still has yet to come up for this type of debate. So I guess we'll kind of wait and see what happens there.
It's important that this debate continue on the Senate side. We had success last year in stalling the bill on the Senate side, and hopefully we can do that again this year. But, I just really want to comment that this bill focused on mandates and why mandates are not good for society. But if you want to talk about mandates, let's talk about monopoly and the monopoly big oil has on our motor fuel supply. And, the reason we have a mandate for ethanol is to try to create a level playing field for ethanol so that it can get into the marketplace. If you take away the mandate, then you have to assume that big oil is going to let free market forces play into effect. And I simply don't believe that big oil is going to allow that to happen. And you don't have a level playing field for ethanol. And then the big oil has their own mandate. Their own mandate is 90% petroleum, and they'd like to take it to 100% petroleum.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. Well, we will keep our eye on this. Hope maybe have an opportunity to be back here when this does come up again on the Senate side. Thank you very much, Brad, for speaking with me here in Tallahassee, Florida. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.